T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us is a guy that might actually embrace that.
Who's that?
The great Joe Giglio. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Hey, Joe, let me just start with this. What was your reaction to the news conference on Friday?
Oh, my goodness. That whole thing, that was a 57-minute disaster. And at one point, like 10 minutes in, I sat there and I kept saying to myself, is this real? Like, this is getting worse. The more they talk, the worse I feel.
Yeah, what was amazing about it? That Middleton was right up front saying he's running everything, right? I mean, he didn't even try to hide it. He said, all the big decisions come through me. I'm the CEO. I didn't think he would admit it, even though I assumed he was doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what they didn't do at all three of them, but specifically, like you said, Middleton and Plesak, they didn't hide their dysfunction, which after the reporting of the last couple of weeks, it would have been hard to do. But at least try to come up there with some sort of strong united front. I mean, you have Middleton, like you said, saying, I'm doing everything here. I'm the CEO. And then you have Klentak in the middle of this thing still defending Gabe Kapler, yeah, as if they didn't just fire him. It was amazing to listen to.
All right, so this is the thing. Why are they still here? Why are Klentak and McPhail still here? Why did Middleton keep them since they clearly don't have any power? And why don't they have enough pride to just tell him to go to hell and leave?
Angelo, I don't know. I think part of it is, I do think John Middleton is blinded by Matt Klentak and thinks he can pick players. I think he believes he made a mistake on the manager, maybe the hitting coach, the pitching coach, but he believes deep down that he's the right GM, and I don't think he is. And I think the problem now is they're creating a cycle of dysfunction here. Then we're going to talk about the manager, I'm sure, and hopefully they get a good one, and there's some good ones out there. But no matter what, whoever they pick here, it's just not going to flow, because no matter which one of these guys comes in, it feels like they're not going to want to listen to Klentak, and that's an important relationship. GM-manager, if they're not on the same page, things are not going to flow the way they should.
All right, let's analyze for a moment the behavior of President Danny McPhail. Because, first of all, he blamed the people for reacting the way they did, so if we don't, we don't. Joe, I didn't like that snooty approach either, did you?
I did not. So, okay. And none of these guys, when they talk, make you feel worse about the team. McPhail did that.
Yep.
And then Klentak went into his whole thing about blaming the city of Philadelphia as well.
Yeah, he did. But here's the thing about it. This is where, when you say stuff, Al, you know, I don't always research everything said, but I have a network of emailers now. Lots and lots of them at RadioMan610@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Don't be a stranger. And they picked up on something that McPhail said that was pure bogus. It was like misdirection, like a magician, right? Using numbers to try to trick you. Here's what McPhail said.
I'll go through this. You're talking about four drafts, 16, 17, 18, 19. 16 draft, first three rounds were high school kids. So that's going to retard their impact and when it gets to the big leagues. Right now, from those drafts, off the top of my head, you have, as you pointed out, you have two players that contributed to the team this year, in Haseley and Irvin. You also have the only top 100 list I've seen that's come out now is MLB.com. You have three players from that list that are on the top 100 that came from those three drafts. And in our view, a myriad of other prospects that aren't in the top 100 that come from that draft. So to accurately answer your question, you have to make an objective evaluation of how that ranks with all the other 30 teams.
All right. My emails did out and show me the list and named each player.
Oh, my God. Myriad?
Al, 19 other teams have three or more prospects on the list.
Oh.
And the Braves have 6.
Huh.
All right. 19, Joe. So, Joe, that 19 out of the 30 have at least three on the list. That's no tribute to what they've done. They've had high draft picks that they haven't borne fruit with. And don't even mention Irvin. He's a stiff. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Here's my favorite part of that. There are 30 major league teams. A top 100 list on average would have at least three per team.
Yeah.
Like, all he's doing is saying we're average. I mean, that's not the answer we're looking for here, Andy.
Yeah. It was and Klentak getting a ham. Klentak, first of all, looked physically ill. Rhea, you saw him. How bad did he look?
He looked terrible.
All right. When they, what do you think happened behind the scenes when they told Klentak that Gabe was going? Did he cry?
I mean, he looked emotional up there on the podium the other day and behind the table. I mean, he looked. I looked at a photo of him, Angelo, from his initial press conference and then Gabe's initial press conference. He looked young,
yep,
vibrant, you know, the next young GM that's going to change the Phillies. And, I mean, he looks like he's aged like a president the last few years here. He's just he looks like a different person. And honestly, Angelo, I don't think he's a very good GM, but I felt bad for him during parts
Me
of that.
Too.
Because it's clear he has no power yep. here. And yep. it's clear that the ideas that he thought the team wanted him to enact by with the manager and picking players, they really don't anymore. And I don't understand why he's here, because it just feels like he's going to be here just to kind of be a middleman from now on.
All right, Joe Giglio, you've already demonstrated the depth of knowledge you have in baseball. Who's your choice? Who do you want as the next Phillies manager?
Joe Girardi. And I think this is easy for the Phillies. I don't know if they're going to be able to get him, but
right.
Girardi checks every box. And I think it's interesting, because all these guys they're kind of talking to are older school guys, Angelo, that they've done baseball, not just the new school way. But I think people forget that Girardi was one of the first newer school managers.
Yep.
When he started
yep.
in New York in 08, and then back in Florida, Miami in 06, he was called Binder Joe. Like, he was doing the stuff the Phillies
yep.
hope their manager does before, you know, before with a new wave now. So I think he can check the boxes of old school, new school. He's won in New York. He's handled the media. I think Joe Girardi's the guy.
Let me move you over to some Eagles talk here for a minute, Joe. And I wanna play this for you. It happened at our show yesterday at 8 o'clock with Doug Peterson was on. It went viral within moments of him saying it, and a lot of people now are saying he was trash talking. He's saying he wasn't. You decide. Here's what he said.
We're going down to Dallas, and our guys are going to be ready to play. And we're going to win that football game. And when we do, we're in first place in the NFC East. We control our own destiny. We're right where we need to be.
Is that trash talking, Joe?
I don't think it was trash talking, Angelo, but I think he was talking to his team through you and through us. I mean, that felt like a message he would say to his team. We're going down there,
yep.
and we're going to win this football game. There was bravado in there. I wouldn't say it was trash talk, but he was very confident for a team that you watched him on Sunday. You probably shouldn't be that confident in.
In an ironic twist, later the same day, they caught trash talker Zach Brown. Did you note that to be a rather ironic thing to happen on the same day Doug was accused of trash talking, that Zach Brown got caught?
I did. I think the other part of the equation was Zach Brown has stunk since he got here. He can't run at all. And I'm not surprised he's not part of this team anymore. But, yes, that was ironic. That Zach, you talk, you're out. And I talk, I'm okay. I'm the coach.
Joe, is it time to assess the recent work of Howie Roseman based on the current state of the secondary and the wide receiving core on the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yes. Oh, without a doubt. Angelo, the Eagles have a lot of issues right now. And I think the biggest one is right now this season. I know some of these players have had wonderful careers. There's not one guy on this team right now playing at an elite level. You know, you have a couple players that are playing really well, and you have a couple players that are playing well, but you have not one player, young
True.
Or old or in between, that is playing great. And it's tough to win without those, you know, kind of difference-making games and players, and they don't have them. The team looks slow, and for whatever reason, these draft picks lately, either they're still developing or they're not ready, but this is supposed to be a win-now team. It's a really odd combination when you watch it every Sunday.
Not one player, Al, Joe is right, not one Eagle is exceeding your expectations this year. Not one. I don't, Billy, how can that be? I need to blame someone for that. Nobody's having a big year, not one guy.
Well, I think you look at injuries to start out with when guys you expected to be in there aren't
right.
playing. So I think now you've got right. sort of modifying your system a little bit. You know, you expected DeSean Jackson to be out there stretching the defense.
Right.
So I think now they're sort of modifying. I'd like to see where this team's going to be in the second half of the season if they're healthy.
Well, that's the thing. That's where the schedule helps, too.
Yeah.
Giglio, all I got to say to you is you crushed it, man. You crushed it.
You guys are agreeing too much.
Giglio, no, seriously, I'm starting to really.
They can't hire Girardi.
Joe,
because you, guys
you
are
and I, seriously,
up.
I'm starting to think we're best pals. We go out to dinner, that kind of stuff.
Just wait till next week, Angelo. I'm sure we'll find something to argue about.
Thank you, Giglio. Al, my olive branch was past the side.
Yeah, it didn't appear he was interested in doing
what's happening this week. You got Eskin, Julio. What's next?
I know.
You
know Eskin, I saw
my
that.
Lord.
I need a feud. Billy, watch what you say. I'm in the market for a feuder right now.
By 10 a.m., I think we'll be there.
All right. Right now, I'm pretty sure Gabe Kapler's on that list. All right. Let's say this. He has my contact information, and I have his. There's been no exchange of thoughts since the firing.
Huh.
Interesting.
I wonder if he'll attack his next job the way he did this.
He's not getting another job.
Yes, he is.
Chicago.
He's not getting a job. Rhea, think of something demeaning I can do if he gets hired as a manager.
Something demeaning.
Something that will humiliate me publicly.
Well, I was already thinking when you made that comment, it went by pretty quick when you said you'd do it.
Naked.
No, yeah, no,
because
no,
we won't show up.
Here's the problem. They don't want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, me either.
They don't want to see it. You know, my wife doesn't want to see it. Why would they want to see it?
Can you ride a unicycle to work?
No, I can't. I can't ride a bicycle to work. Al, it's got to be something that does not kill me. Well, all right?
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Pay for dinner?
Let's go back. Tim's on the line. Hi, Timmy.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Tim, let's talk some birds. What are you feeling right now?
We got a shot still. It's a good year to be a bad team in the NFC East.
It sure is.
Oh,
you're right.
Standards have lowered.
Here's the way to look at it now. I've got a new way. I am off the concept of having such a great record. We get a bye in the first round, and we have home field advantage. That's not going to happen. Not with that secondary. My new theory is, and Billy said it, it's how you finish. And the way the schedule plays, if you can get healthy, add a player or two in that secondary. That's where you need the help the most. Deshaun comes back and somehow stays healthy. You have a tremendous momentum into the playoffs. You're going to win your division, and then you can take it from there. That's my new plan. Just because, Tim, they ain't going to have a 13-3 record or anything like that. That's not going to happen.
I doubt that.
They'd have to.
I think we're going to be 9-7 to finish, win the division.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys stink.
They do stink.
Remember when the Giants won the Super Bowl? They were 9-7 and knocked off the Patriots.
You know, so. I hate to say this, Timmy. The Sunday's game is not a must-win. It's not. You're going to be one game behind. You still got them here. And they still stink.
Who are you?
It's not a must win. Rhea, I'm
not
a realist.
To you the rest of the week.
All right. Rhea's not happy. Billy, is it a must win?
Well, I think it's a must win for the fact that you win this game, you got them coming back, then you can put yourself in a better position to finish winning the division.
That's the third time today you've already disagreed with me, Billy.
You can't lose this game. I will say when Doug Peterson said they were going to win, it became a must win.
You can't lose this game. He made it.
He fixed it. I would love to win the game, but I am not going to be like a completely apocalyptic if they lose.
Apoplectic.
They both work there.
I'm disappointed.
We gave up 600 yards and won a Super Bowl.
They give up a lot of yards in that building.
Tim, sitting live in this studio is voice maestro Joe Conklin. I need you to give us a voice that he uses that is no longer in heavy rotation.
I've got one that I hated when he was on the radio, but I loved Conklin's voice, Sarge Matthews.
Ah, I miss Sarge myself. I miss hearing him during the ball games as well.
Stay right there.
I need the voice back into the rotation.
I need a moment with Serious Joe this very voice situation. Joe, you mastered Kapler. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a while to get it just the right way, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. All right. Do you need a quirk? Like, Doug Peterson is almost impossible to do an impression of because he's pretty straightforward,
right? Yeah,
I haven't
gotten him down.
Right, so what do you look at when you see the candidates being interviewed for the Philly shop? Do you root for the one who's got the quirkiest voice because then you can pick it up?
Sure, but Middleton hasn't called me yet. So
you can't get Middleton?
No. I mean, he hasn't called me to put me in on the process.
Can you do Middleton?
Let me hear those cuts again.
Right, let me try one more. Joe, try this one here. All right? Now listen, because I think he's approachable.
Got a bit of a Philly accent.
What he finally said is he's totally in charge, so we know that now. Let's hear a little bit of Middleton.
a CEO's responsibility, and that's my title, is to ensure that an organization achieves its strategic objectives. And everything I do every day needs to be working towards that end.
All right, Joe.
Everything I do needs to be working towards that end.
See, now he's got the stem of the voice.
Got a little Jimmy Lynam.
He's got a little stem. There's a little Jimmy Lynam in there.
Lynam, yep.
All right. Which, by the way,
CEO's responsibility, and that's my title.
That's my title.
Yeah.
It's my title. I'm going to poke you right in the eye.
All right. No. That was Jimmy Lynam. That was all right. See, we're taking you inside this process. How exciting is this, Al?
Oh, God.
John Heyman just tweeted that Dusty Baker will be here Wednesday for his interview.
He's getting a club sandwich. It comes with a toothpick.
Right. Yes, he is. He would have come today, Al, but his toothpicks haven't gotten in yet. And at 70 now, Al, he prefers to be called Dustier Baker. 888-729-9494. We got a ton of show when we come back, Al. When we come back, let's talk about the refs and how they blew another game last night. Oh, my God. That's next. WIP Sports Time 760.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.